following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And everybody listening across Michigan has a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable huge deal. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code HUGE when you sign up, and you can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And you know what? The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was back in 1943, so this is one of those DraftKings Sportsbook app no-brainer bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE. It is a Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the HUGE Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the HUGE Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the HUGE Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 fabulous radio stations, including 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, our new flagship station. If you're in Detroit, you can listen on 93.5 FM and 99.1 FM and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in the Motor City. We have 18 other affiliates, including 99.7 FM and AM 1450 WHTC in Holland. Home of the Gary Stevens Morning Show and also home of the Morning Huge Interview, where they take one of our interviews and play a portion of it every morning on the 20th anniversary year of the Gary Stevens Morning Show in Holland. Longtime affiliate, WHTC. I just had a tweet from a Michael Roberts who said he found the HUGE Show while traveling up north, 100.9 FM, out of Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw. So we do have a true statewide show. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. On the iHeart app, search The HUGE Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world. Just search The HUGE Show on the iHeart app. Huge question of the day. We do it each and every Monday after a big football weekend. Good and bad from the Lions loss in Minnesota. Good and bad from the Wolverines taking care of business on the road again. W out of Nebraska. It's a good win. I love how people trash Oklahoma. Well, Nebraska played them so tough. Nebraska must be good. Then Nebraska loses the state in overtime. Oh, Nebraska's good. Then Michigan beats them in Lincoln, and no one says, well, Michigan only won by three. That was the spread on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. I will say this in sports, and some of you learn it through your tweets or your Facebook post. You can't make everybody happy. You can't. Oh my God, if I predict the Vikings 42-7 over the Lions, now I'm a hater. But if I say 9-8, I'm completely a moron. You know, my original prediction of this team, I never said playoffs, of them hovering around 500 isn't that far off. They are the first team in NFL history in a season to lose two games on last second 50-yard or plus field goals. I mean, I won't even take the Bears game. Bears are playing pretty good, one in Vegas. I just, 2-3. They're 2-3. They're playing the Bengals at home on Sunday, and Burrow got released from the hospital. They were worried about a throat contusion suffered in that Green Bay loss. I'm like, you know, we're right there. So they aren't there. And I listen to people like Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host of the ESPN NFL matchup. And he said it the last couple of weeks that the Lions aren't that far away. And people keep saying, well, they don't have talent. They don't have talent. Okay, then how are they taking these teams deep in the ball games and last second field goals or even down 21 zip to the Bears and they are inside the 10 with a chance to cut it to 3 or the Niners and you'll call it junk time, but they had the ball and a chance inside the 25, I think, if they get it in the end zone and get a 2-point conversion, are they going to overtime, I think, or touchdown? It's just crazy. You know, I will not accept excuses for this team. I have lived my life as a Lions fan. I will not accept excuses for a professional team. I won't. The GM, the head coach, the staff, the players are paid. And you may say, well, it's not megastar money. It's they're paid. This isn't a 4-year plan. This isn't 3 years. It's not college. It's not a new high school coach taking over. The emotion of Campbell yesterday is real. And you can see his players play for him. But the NFL, like college football, and even your local high schools, are judged on what the scoreboard reads at the end of the game. And I thought the footballziest call of my life by a Lions coach to go for 2 in the win. Your team's 0-4. You know what this win will do for your team. And you get it, and then you decide to play prevent on a third down throw. You play prevent. Blitz. If you were willing to go for 2, and if it's incomplete or short, you lose the game, then blitz. Blitz. Kirk Cousins, not mobile. Blitz him. I know they have Jefferson. I know they have Thielen. I get that. Take that chance. It's like 4th and 19. Do not rely on this defense. They're improved from last year, right? They may be around 20 in the league right now in total defense. They were rock bottom last year. Do not rely on your defense on one play to win it for you. I still think the Lions are going to win games based on what Goff, Swift, and Hockenson do with that line. And if they get healthy, again, you're down Decker, you're down Ragnow, and Sewell can't pass block right now. He can't. He's a great run blocker. If you watch those replays, and he's a great run blocker, he can't pass block. So I know Goff is getting all the heat on the fumbles, on the short yardage throws. I don't care what quarterback you would put in there right now. You could put Tom Brady there, and he's not getting it done. He's not. Stafford has the arm to bail out and get some long throws, and he has more accuracy than Goff. I'll be honest with that, and he's a better quarterback. I'm not going to debate that. But I will not accept that this team needs 2-3 more years. No. I've lived my life as a Lions fan with that. I mean, realistically, I'll go with 2-3 right now. They should be playing Cincinnati to be at 500, which was the number I kind of had in my head with 17 games, give or take, that they could get to. It's the NFL. Look how quickly teams flip. Look at college football. Look at Michigan and Michigan State last year. You're telling me an NFL team's going to take longer than Michigan or Michigan State to flip? Or Penn State to flip? I love his enthusiasm. I think something that needs to be addressed is Anthony Lynn. I don't like the offense. I don't like not using Swift more in space. 3 targets to Hockenson. Okay, if they're doubling him, then somebody's open. I don't like the fact on the receiver core they went into the season with or with the secondary they went in with. At least one side on the corner. And Will Harris at safety, even though he played better. And Tracy Walker was amazing. And Harris is fantastic. Speed rusher. You know, Flowers played well. I the defense, second half, said we're going to give this team a chance to win, and they did. So please don't tell me they don't have talent. I know they don't have talent comparable to, you know, upper echelon of the NFL, which would basically be top 12, which would be your 12 playoff teams. And I never said they were going to be a playoff team. But if you're going to tell me in year 2 they shouldn't be a playoff contender and push for a playoff spot, then you don't understand the NFL. Well, they need to draft a young quarterback and then three more years. No. Not at all. Stop it. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Just hit my buzzer. I have a buzzer where guests can buzz me and say, shut up, Bill. I want to talk. So Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I think I'm doing better than you, you are with all of this, but that wouldn't be hard. No, I get the passion. I get the passion people have and all that. That's good. You know, what's worse than that? It's worse than passion and disappointment is you don't care. That's worse. If you're a franchise owner or a head coach or a player, if they don't care, that's the worst thing you could possibly get. The fact that people care about the Detroit Lions, the fact that they're mad or disappointed or upset or whatever it is, that's a good thing. Now, it's not as good as being deliriously happy that you're, you know, shopping for Super Bowl tickets in the middle of October, but it's something, and that's what it is right now.
Yeah, I was ready to go shopping for Super Bowl tickets back in August and October, but it didn't happen. And the emotion, Michael, of Dan Campbell, even though they're 0-5 and they lost a tough one, and we'll get to the game in a moment, but you know, the audio from his presser afterwards, no Lions coach or player, and I'm saying this, through all the tough losses, years, ups and downs, years we thought this was going to be it and they didn't do it, the tough loss at Dallas, any of this, all right, any of this that I've watched my entire life as a Lions fan, I'd never heard a player or coach in a presser come from the heart like Campbell did yesterday.
Well, I have to go back and think about a lot of things because there's been an awful lot of big games like that are bigger than the one yesterday. Look, a loss at 0-5, it's terrible, especially the way they lost and how invested that team was in trying to win a game. But it doesn't compare to the missed field goal in 1983, preceded by 5 pass interceptions, by the way, Gary Danielson, that seemed to get forgotten conveniently. You know, 1993, the playoff loss to the Packers, things like that. There's a lot of things.
Rodney Pete, don't forget about Rodney Pete and all the interceptions in Philly.
That was Scott Mitchell.
Was that Mitchell with all the interceptions?
Yes, it was. Yes. Matter of fact, Rodney Pete was with the Eagles that day.
He was on the other side. That was it. I knew Pete. I'm trying to remember. And I'm not saying it was a big loss yesterday. I'm talking about Campbell's emotion in that press conference.
Of course.
It is different than anything I've ever seen from the Lions, Michael. It is.
There's a lot at stake. And what's at stake to him, obviously, obviously winning and losing, that's number one. What's at stake to him is his players and what they're going through and what he wants them to become. Look, he's not blind to what kind of talent he has. He said before the start of the season, we have a very narrow margin. We have to be almost perfect to win. So you know what he did? Didn't complain. He goes out and tries to get the players he's got to be as close to perfect as they can be. And at some points yesterday, they were. At some points, they weren't. But he's repeated this, I think, maybe 3 straight weeks, but I know 2 for sure. You can't keep fumbling the ball away in the opponent's territory and win games the way the Detroit Lions are built right now. Look, they're playing with everybody else's 4th and 5th wide receiver. Those are their starters. That's the way it is. And they're getting something out of it. Amon-Ra St. Brown, what do you have, 9 targets, 8 catches yesterday? This is his fifth game in the National Football League. He's out there being the go-to guy. And he's got a future in the National Football League. It's not going to be, you know, a superstar or anything like that. It'll probably pay 10, 12 years in the league and be a good player. He's not going to carry a team, but they're getting something out of him. They're getting something until he got hurt. Quintez Cephas, 5th or 6th round draft pick. So, you know, he's probably a good number two, number three receiver. Until he got hurt yesterday, they're getting a lot of good play out of him. It's the way it is. That's what they're playing with.
His name is Michael Harris, senior columnist, DetroitLions.com. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime sponsor of your Detroit Lions. Yeah, I get the emotion. I understand the effort that they're not your typical 0-5 team. And even a lot of national media last night and today all talking about that they're not like the Jets. They're not like the Jaguars. They're a team that is fighting until the end. I get that. So now the question is, when you look at your schedule, you could be 2-3. Reality is you're 0-5, and here are the Bengals on Sunday. You talk about a team flipping the script in a hurry. They get Burrow. They get a guy like Chase, who's as good as any rookie, I think, five games in the NFL. And you're the Lions. How do you find that first W?
Well, I don't think the Bengals are the best 3-2 team in the history of the National Football League. They've had a couple of walkover wins. When you play the Jaguars, I think that has a chance to help your one loss record. And I think, I don't know, I'm not sure, haven't done all the matchups and all that, but I think the Lions have a shot at this game. It looks like they might get Taylor Decker back. That was one of the things that Campbell said at his Monday presser about an hour and a half ago. And if he does, they'll put him at left tackle and Penei Sewell back at right tackle, where he belongs for now. And then they'll get a couple other guys back and be able to make a run, but they're not going to be able to get their receivers back, that's for sure. And they're going down faster than they're getting replacements.
So what would you take from the game, and now as you look at five games and an 0-5, and you look at this team, what do you really like about the Lions, Michael? What could change in season, and what are things that can't be repaired until you get to the offseason?
You can't upgrade the roster on waiver claims. You really can't. And the trades and all that, the trades you make now are for players that some team doesn't want because he's making too much money with not enough production. So if you trade for that guy, then you're just hoping, you know, he wants to play for you more than he wanted to play for the team he just left. And remember the Snacks Harrison they got 3 years ago? They played 8 good games for the Lions, got a good contract, and that was it. Never heard from him again in terms of being a player. What I think, I've liked the defense. I really have. I like some of the stuff they've done. I think they're starting to get better, slowly getting better. Still got a hole in the secondary. It's really tough back there on them right now, and I don't see that getting a heck of a lot better individually with those players the rest of this season, but they have gotten better, and give them credit for that. Look, the injury to Jeff Okuda hurt them as much as the players and the fans and some of the media don't like Okuda. He really is a good athlete with a chance to develop. He's getting no development of this year at all because he was hurt halfway through the first game. I like the offensive line if it ever gets together. They haven't played one snap together yet this year. I think just as it is right now, with the patched parts and all that, I think it's a good unit. But I think it can be a lot better if they start getting their guys back. But, you know, like I said, they didn't have Ragnow, and he saw his absence late in the game. The Vikings just manhandled the interior on 3 or 4 plays there, and really, the Lions really did a fine job countering it, you know, to take the lead. That was some pretty amazing stuff. But what do I like? I just like the way they play. I like the way they play hard. I don't think, you know, they're like a golfer. They don't look at the scoreboard. You know, when you get down at 18, look up and see if you won. I think I like that. I like the way they play.
We like the way Michael Hara plays when he joins us as the quarterback of the DetroitLions.com team. He's checking in on the Meyer guest line. Michael, always appreciate your comments. We'll connect soon.
Okay, sounds cool. Take care.
All right, Michael Hara. Yeah, I had to kind of set him, not set him straight, but just say, no, it was the emotion of Campbell. I'm not saying it was one of the biggest losses ever. I mean, if you think about the Lions' losses this year, though, all right, this is where the Lions fans who have watched all the games, like I have, getting just trucked by the Niners and then the miracle comeback and they're driving with a chance to tie. There we go, right? Then the first half and leading the Packers at Lambeau, and then the second half when they disappeared. They don't show up against the Ravens at home and decide to own the second half and lose on an NFL record 66-yard doink field goal. They go to Chicago and play the Bears, who have been playing some decent football outside of that game at Cleveland. And they're down 21-0, but they had 3 trips deep inside Bears territory where that could have been a game. But they find a way in the second half to come back, and they had a chance to score a touchdown, went for that instead of the field goal to make it a 1-score game. They own the second half, you could say. And we get yesterday. Defense okay in the first half. Offense atrocious. And they come alive in the second half again. The defense and the offense finds a way after the strip fumble. And Campbell makes one of the greatest calls any Lions head coach has ever made in going for two. And as I told Mike O'Hara, it's not one of the greatest losses in team history, but just the emotion that Campbell showed, I haven't heard that from a lot of players and coaches ever. And it wasn't a playoff loss, and it wasn't a game to win the NFC North. It was a game that would get you off the schneid, because I know Dan Campbell senses what I do. You can motivate a team. You can tell them to play until the whistle, play until there's zeros on the scoreboard, but the more you lose, the more it will creep into everything you do. And any of you thinking that this team going 0-17 could help the Lions, you're crazy. And that loss yesterday, think about the games you've watched this year as a Lions fan. The Niners come back, they never threw to the end zone, which drove me nuts. Packers owned that second half. Lions, you know, after the pick, didn't have a chance. But man, they're easily 2-3 playing a Bengals team, which I agree with Mike. They're not maybe as good as their 3-2 record. Minnesota missed a field goal to beat them, right? They beat Jacksonville. They lose to Green Bay. I don't know how good the Packers are. They found a way to win at San Francisco and at Cincinnati, but guess what? When you have Rodgers and it's W's, you'll take them. You want to join in? Good and bad from the Lions' loss in Minneapolis. Good and bad from Michigan's win at Nebraska and Michigan State's domination of Rutgers, as Kenneth Walker now has emerged on the huge Heisman list. If he doesn't get hurt, the Heisman Trophy will be his. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, it is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. You have Monday Night Football wrapping up the week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on the game tonight, and you'll get $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That is a classic no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And also, don't forget about combining multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout with the same game parlays. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want to. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE. This week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. To the callers online, stick around. We'll get to your huge opinions. And Jim Comberoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider. We'll talk about the undefeated Spartans. And Tuck is coming to Bloomington and then coming home for Michigan in East Lansing. Comp will join us next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company. So all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. For a location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go talk about Michigan State. Top 10 team now in America, undefeated. Kenneth Walker, I think, is the front runner for the Heisman. I saw at Pro Football Focus College, Kenneth Walker has 132 more yards after contact than any other player in college football. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill. Great to be on your show. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Wow. It just continues for Michigan State. They get Indiana minus Michael Penix Jr. this weekend down in Bloomington. I think Spartan fans may take over that stadium. Then a bye week before Michigan. Unbelievable.
Great opportunity for Michigan State. Need to go down there and play well. And Michigan State's expecting that they're going to have to play better. They're going into every week planning to play their best football, the best they've played to that date, in order to have a chance to win. Even though Indiana's banged up a little bit, Michigan State made enough mistakes against Rutgers that they know they can't keep doing that as the teams improve on the schedule. Now, Indiana's not everything that everybody expected them to be in the preseason, but coming off a bye week, you know, Indiana's going to have their heels planted and trying to rise up and upset a Michigan State team that's, you know, well inside the top 15. So Michigan State's got to improve, but they continue to make explosive plays, and it's been exciting to watch them.
Beyond Kenneth Walker and that story, now one of the Heisman Trophy candidates, who has been the player that has made the biggest difference beyond Walker?
You know, it's interesting that Peyton Thorne has played really well. He's not getting a whole lot of credit. Usually the quarterback is a lightning rod for attention and credit, but Peyton Thorne has been steady. He's been reliable. He's avoided the big mistake. He's avoided mistakes in general. And when big plays have been available to him, open receivers, deep, he's capitalized. He's been opportunistic. He's been athletic when he's needed to be, and he's just been dealing to these other playmakers. I think the quarterback, Peyton Thorne, has had a lot to do with this.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, joining us. One final question before I let you go, and then we'll catch up more later in the week and look at the Spartan road trip at Indiana to stay undefeated before they get the bye week and the Michigan game. What are you hearing on ticket prices for Michigan at Michigan State on October 30th?
I've not heard. I've not checked that. That's a good question. I don't know what's going on some of the ticket apps that are out there, but I'll have to check that out. I'm sure it's going to be a hot one. I'm sure it's going to be, especially with both teams, if they can both come in undefeated, I assume Michigan will. Michigan State has more work to do, but that could just be a great fall festival for the entire state of Michigan.
I got to believe
to get in, it's going to be at least $200.
Yeah, I agree. I think I was hearing like $170 for the nosebleed, so we'll see how that pans out. Let's catch up later in the week and talk Michigan State at Indiana.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider. You can follow everything Michigan State Athletics at SpartanMag.com. Now, I'll tell you, with the ticket, that week leading up to it, some people might be sitting on the tickets right now, because if that's 7-0 Michigan and 7-0 Michigan State, a top 10 matchup in the biggest game ever in the rivalry, wow. Will that be a tough ticket? Can you imagine what you probably could have bought that ticket for back in August or during the summer? Mel Tucker, give him a lot of credit. You know, Harbaugh has been there a while and needed this season. Tucker is not even a year and a half in yet, or just nearing a year and a half. Amazing job by both coaches. I'm praying that both are 7-0. Can you imagine what that October 25th huge rivalry cup, Michigan versus Michigan State at the Railside Golf Club in Byron Center with Jimmy Bultiman and the crew will be like? It'll be crazy. Good and bad. Huge question of the day. We do it every Monday. Good and bad. From the Lions' loss in Minneapolis, Michigan State's win at Rutgers, and Michigan's night victory at Nebraska, you can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opted on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. On the way, Jeff Risden from thelionswire.com. We will break down that infamous Lions loss in Minnesota.
Opt in to the HUGE text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either Indianapolis or Baltimore. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Indy or Baltimore scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on this Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's a huge Monday between the Major League Baseball playoff games and the Monday night matchup. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. And once you sign up, you can bet a buck. And if either team scores tonight, you win $100 in free bets. Just download that DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. Now, yesterday, the Lions game was interesting when it came to the line, which hovered between 9 and 10. And you're watching the Lions early and you're thinking, man, you know, I've seen this before. First half of San Francisco, first half of the Bears game, first half of the Ravens game. You know, defense was playing okay in that first half, keeping the Lions in the game. And then we had a second half where the Lions started looking like a team that should be around 500, a team that should have two or three wins. And they get the miracle strip fumble, and they punch it in with Swift. And Goff hits the two-point conversion, and the Lions lead a little under 40 seconds left in the game. And Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, also the Detroit Lions podcast on YouTube, search for that. Jeff, after the two-point conversion, I almost shed a tear, and we'll get to Dan Campbell's tears in a moment.
Yeah,
but even when they came out in that final series by the Vikings, they attacked on the first two snaps, and then you saw the linebackers drift back 20 yards. They didn't want to give up the big play, and I'm thinking, hey guys, you're not up 10, you're not up 8, you're not up 7. A field goal, they get a field goal, they can beat you. And my biggest beef, Jeff, and I've said it on, you know, my Huge Show social networks, and I'll say it again on air. If he had the footballs, he being Dan Campbell, to go for two in the win at the end, then why didn't you have the footballs to apply pressure on every down on a quarterback who isn't mobile in Kirk Cousins?
Would have been nice, especially considering they only needed a field goal. They did not have a lot of time. Now, they did have timeouts to work with. But you saw what happened on the play where they did pressure. They brought Dean Marlowe, the safety, off the edge, put pressure on Cousins. He threw a quick out pass. They had to burn a timeout there because the guy mistakenly caught it. He was supposed to drop the ball, from what I understand.
Right.
That worked. Then the last play, you know, you look, their kicker is not a good one. But he made a 55-yarder earlier in the game, career long, missed from 49. You can't tempt fate like that, especially it's the same script that ended the Baltimore game. Same score, 19-17. You lost on a last-second field goal, career long for the kicker. At some point, you got to understand that maybe let them try to score the touchdown. You know, rely on it can be faulty logic to rely on this defense to make a tackle, but what you're doing isn't working with that. I would have loved to have seen Aaron Glenn bring more pressure, and I'm disappointed that he didn't, because other than that, I thought he had a really good game as a defensive coordinator and getting the players in place to make plays, and his players did make some plays. I was proud of the defense. They dropped the ball at the end, though, and some of that's on Dan Campbell for, like you said, not having the footballs to be aggressive at the end.
Just go all out. All the snaps. You give up a touchdown, you got the bonus strip sack fumble. Then you got the touchdown. Then you went for two, and you get conservative. And remember, they did the same thing in the comeback against the Niners, but on offense, they got inside that 25-30, wherever it was at the end, and they never threw to the end zone.
They do not get aggressive at the times where they need to the most, and that was very frustrating. You know, Will Harris is effectively worthless in coverage. Send him on a blitz. What's he's 35 yards down the
field. Safeties are good at blitzing.
They are good at it.
And Walker had his best game as a line.
Tracy Walker was great yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
Very, very impactful player yesterday, and that's a very good sign going forward. And that's the thing. There was so many things that they did well, and it just didn't matter because in the end, they couldn't make the plays when they really needed to. They tried. They failed. Give Minnesota a little bit of credit for coming up with the plays that they needed to, because they did not play a good game. And I can guarantee you that their film room today, when they're going through their practice, Minnesota's, especially their offensive coordinator, is going to have a lot of words for their offensive line and for Kirk Cousins on what are you doing? What decisions are you making here? Getting away from throwing to Justin Jefferson when Monty Oruwariye clearly couldn't cover him whatsoever. They only targeted him one time in their last five drives. So they made some mistakes too. Lions capitalized a little bit, but not enough, and that's how 0-5 happens.
Yeah, those two, 1-4th and 19 and the third down play there. You're that close to being a 2-3 team. I won't go back and replay the turnovers and in the fourth down late when you're down 10. I'll give the Bears credit. You watch the Bears win in Vegas, but this team. Literally, it's two plays. The two longest field goals to lose games. Only team to lose on 50-plus yarders. And we still have 12 games left in the regular season.
They're only the second team in NFL history to have two kicks of more than 55 yards made against them in a season.
And the last play to lose games.
And, by the way, the Lions are the team that was responsible on the other side for the other one. Matt Prater hit two of them.
They played so well. The defense came out in the second half, and the defense gave them a chance.
They really did.
To win that game. They kept them in the game. They were aggressive. And, man, when Dan Campbell made the call for two, because you were given a gift on the strip sack, right? Or the strip phone.
Yeah.
And you go for it, and how do you not then just bring the house? Because one thing about Kirk Cousins, and Jeff and I, and you live out in the Holland area for our listeners on WHTC, the way to get to him is get him out of the pocket and under pressure, and he's a different guy. You give him time to sit back there and look, and I agree with you, not going to Jefferson enough. No one could cover him. I mean, he's arguably the best receiver in football right now, right? and Chase is doing pretty well with the Bengals, and we'll get to the Bengals and the Packers. They all miss kicks in those games, but they don't miss kicks against the Lions.
That was the worst possible thing to roll into for coverage for a Lions fan. You see, them missing five field goals.
Crosby, three in a row. They had made 29 straight. He misses, and you're rolling into that coverage, and you're going, oh, my God.
That was just a lot of more salt in the wound than I needed.
That was just, and it's at the end. I was like, same going back to 4th and 19 against the Ravens. You were outplayed in the first half. You found a way. Send pressure, and if you get beat, you get beat. And you went down trying. Even if they would have missed that two-point conversion. Even if they would have missed that.
I love that they went for it.
Same here, man.
You're on the road. Expects you to be
all,
there.
And for all the horrible throws by Goff, especially on third down, which we'll discuss later, he made a great – he scanned the entire field, and he found your good friend, the former Brown, in the end zone.
Kadarrell Hodge was wide open in the back of the end zone.
Talked about him in the red zone back in our first conversation.
He's a big guy. He's a big target, and he's good there.
Which, by the way, a tall receiver with a tall quarterback, is it rocket science to figure out that could be a good connection?
Some things just
aren't. How come
we're
not talking about Anthony Lynn, the offensive coordinator, for these offensive issues?
We're going to have to talk more about that.
We will.
And that's something that I think more and more Lions fans are going to have to come to the realization that not everything is hunky-dory with the coaching staff. There's a lot of things that are going very well with this staff. Anthony Lynn, as the offensive coordinator, is not one of those right now.
I agree 100%, Jeff. He is spot on. He's known as Rizzy to Superfly Hayes. I like calling him by his name. I don't like people with nicknames. By the way, you're listening to a Moneyline Monday on the Huge Show. I'm Huge with Jeff Risden from the USA Today Network, thelionswire.com. They do good stuff. Also, the Detroit Lions podcast is a must-see on YouTube. Just search that, and we'll talk about what's coming up later this week in that podcast. If you have a Lions question, 1-866-838-4843, @Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. and also opt in on the Huge text chain. In comment on the Lions sitting at 0-5, we'll get to Campbell and the emotional press conference after the game. More on Anthony Lynn. Where are the Lions going from here? Can we find any solace in a 2-15 season and say, but they're playing hard? It's the NFL. It's not your local high school. So we'll get to that with Risden. Your comments, Superfly Hayes is the producer. By the way, the text chain, opt-in, that's the easiest way to communicate. And you can text me anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000.
Big. Bad. Huge.